Journey to There, exploring the intersection between personal and business growth.
Hi, this is Tracy DeForge with today's takeaway. In our episode, Innervate, you will find out that A, innervate is a real word, and B, that it is a word that describes the source of energy that destroys or weakens or deprives you of force or strength. And basically, it means people, places, and things that exhaust you. I have a lot of experience in my life of being surrounded by or surrounding myself by what's referenced in the show as energy vampires. And energy vampires, if you've never met one, are those people who have to have things what they want when they want them, and they want them right now. They want you to put them first. They make passive-aggressive comments so that they knock you a little bit off kilter, make you second-guess yourself. And in all intents and purposes, energy vampires have a tendency to glob onto the energy that you have because they lack it. And as a result of that, they suck it out of you, and then you feel depleted. And this can happen not only with people. It can also happen in places and with situations. So I have worked really hard about setting my boundaries around energy vampire situations, and especially people, because as we know, we can't control people and we can't change people, but what we can do is change how we react to people and situations. So for me, I really want to reiterate how a couple of things that worked for me were that I learned that the word no is actually a complete sentence. Give it a shot and see how it feels for you. And then also, just to make sure that I am taking care of myself in the situations. So, for example, what I mean by that is that you can leave the situation, you can not participate or engage in the situation, or you can anticipate the situation, which we talked about on the show. If you know you're going to be going to a place that makes you feel socially anxious, large crowds, big venues, then you can do things like take your own car to make sure that you have an exit strategy. You can be further back in the theater as opposed to close up. And if you find yourself in the center of the chaos of the crowd, then just take that opportunity to make an exit and get out of the situation. I am a big fan of Martha Beck. And in my research for the show on Innervate, I found a story that she tells, and I think it is fabulous. And the short version of the story is that she recalled a teacher who gave her a life lesson. The teacher was married at 17, bore her first child at 19, and was a farmer's wife and mother of four by the age of 22. When she felt overwhelmed, which I'm certain was almost all the time, when she felt overwhelmed, she would retreat into a field of tall corn nearby and hide, listening to her children search for her until she heard a cry of genuine pain or felt ready to reconnect, whichever came first. And that is so practical in our life. Wherever you are, you can decipher between a cry of genuine pain and someone who really needs your help, advice, and support. And you can also take an opportunity to disconnect and have me time and do that without feeling selfish or that you're offending anyone. So in the next week or so after you listen to this takeaway, just try some of these new behaviors and see what a difference they make to you. And if you are an energy vampire and haven't figured it out until just now, become more aware of the fact that you need to draw from your own energy and not rob others of theirs, and you will actually feel better as well. So have a great experience with these new tried and true takeaways, and we will see you on the next episode of Journey to There.
Journey to There, exploring the intersection between personal and business growth. Visit journeytothere.com to download full episodes and connect with us by signing up for our newsletter. That's journeytothere.com.